Cape Talk.
Hard Drive.
With Duncan MacLeod, editor of techcentral.co.za. Duncan, good afternoon. What do you think of the Telkom, is it Telkom Lite or Telkom Lits, new set-top box offer?
Yes, hi John, Telkom Lit. They announced this back in, I think it was September, where they said they were going to zero rate data for access to a number of streaming media, streaming music and streaming video services that they've partnered with. Zero rating, in effect, means that you're not going to pay for any data while you're consuming these services. So they include things like YouTube, DStv streaming, Google Play Music, Apple Music, and a range of others, Showmax, quite a few of them. And so they, what they've done is they said that Telkom mobile customers on certain plans will get zero-rated access to these services. So you're really not going to use any data at all. And it's a way for Telkom, I think, to try and lure customers across from the other networks. You know, they're sitting with a big chunk of radio frequency spectrum, which is what the operators use to provide services over the air to you and me. And whereas their big competitors are facing a bit of a spectrum crunch in that they're running out of spectrum, so they can't actually provide these sort of services. Telkom has tons of spectrum. So they're taking advantage of that and offering these zero-rated services in the hopes that they'll be able to lure customers away from the other network operators.
And one of my colleagues has just typed up a note on my screen. This is enough for me to move over to Telkom Mobile. Do you think it is that attractive an offer?
It is certainly quite groundbreaking. There's no other operator in South Africa that I'm aware of that's offering services like this, and I certainly don't think you're going to see the big guys, certainly not the likes of Vodacom and MTN, offering this sort of zero rating simply because their networks are already fairly congested. Vodacom in particular has stated last week that they're facing a spectrum crunch and they're going to have to start to densify their network, build more base stations to deal with the fact that government of WeCasa hasn't allocated any additional spectrum to them. So I think Telkom's playing quite a smart hand here. They're the smallest operator in the market. They're growing fast. They're growing faster than all of the other networks. I think it's a clever way to get consumers to pay attention to what they have to offer and potentially to lure them over and away from their bigger rivals.
Is there a catch? In a year's time, they've moved 250,000, 500,000, 800,000 people across from their previous provider to Telkom Mobile, and they bring the data zero rating to an end.
There's a possibility that they'll do that. I think that, I mean, certainly if you listen to Sipho Maseko, the CEO of Telkom, he seems to think this is a very important part of their offering going forward. So, I don't think it's going to be short-lived.
Okay. Mm.
But so down the line, the network may become congested if they've got too many customers suddenly, and they may have to start to pare back on some of these offerings. But certainly for now, it's quite an attractive offering for consumers.
And if you want that, if you want to watch lots of YouTube videos and not consume data while you are doing so, is the rest of the Telkom Mobile offering worth it? I mean,
yes, it is. It's very compelling. It's very compelling, provided you have coverage. They've become quite aggressive in their pricing. They introduced these free me plans, I think it was earlier this year, could have been last year, which are very aggressively priced relative to the competition. They give you loads of data on the higher end plans. You get unlimited or nearly unlimited voice calls as well, included as part of the bundle package. So they are certainly being very aggressive in the market, but the caveat is that Telkom Mobile's network coverage is not nearly as good as the other operators. They've got a much smaller footprint, being the latest or last entrant into the market, the fourth entrant into the market. Their coverage is quite weak, but they do have a roaming agreement with MTN. So if you go out of Telkom coverage area and into rural parts of South Africa, you'll still be able to access a 3G network through the MTN network, not 4G though. So there is that. So the coverage is quite good. But, if you're considering moving to Telkom, I think you need to make sure that you are in a coverage area and that your signal is pretty strong before you switch over.
Duncan MacLeod, editor of Tech Central, thank you very, very much indeed.